Now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Quick note on the rebuilding effort. Fundraising beginning today for Notre Dame. You know, here's an incredible bit of good fortune for all of it. There were a dozen statues, big, appear to be bronze statues, that were decorative on the roof of Notre Dame. They were removed last week as they were being renovated and taken care of, you know, damage from weather and time, 850 years worth. They were removed last week. They're being rebuilt in cooperation with an American team, of course. And so that's really good news. They were removed. They weren't there. They were not destroyed, these 12 iconic statues. So bits of good news beginning to come in. A family in France, the Pinault family, pledging 100 million euros. It's about $115 million for the rebuilding effort. The family writing a check said, we're in for 100 million euros to start. Billionaire family, as you can imagine. And so they're putting up, as you can, you know, the problem with Notre Dame is it sits in the middle of the Seine River. It's on a little island there. You know, so access was difficult, hard to get to. But you would wonder why there wouldn't have been fire boats potentially on the River Seine, trying to put this thing out. Didn't happen, though. At any rate, $100 million in. The investigation continues, and we will continue to monitor what's going on. There are a lot more to cover, though, as you well know. Big news is the Mueller report will be released Thursday. That's big news here in the United States. Attorney General William Barr set to release Thursday morning the redacted version of the Mueller report, which, of course, has the Democrats still howling, demanding that he break the law, demanding that he release the unredacted version, demanding that he violate several federal statutes in order to do so, because otherwise it's a cover-up. You see how the game's played? The game is this. There was nothing in the Mueller report to begin with. William Barr summed it up. And it's interesting to note that all of these Democrats are arguing and pointing fingers and making noise and saying that he's covering things up, and clearly there was collusion and clearly there was obstruction. And they're arguing with the only guy who's actually seen the report. The report, which appears to clear President Trump, is going to be the subject of much argument. But I can tell you this, the narrative has been cast. And the narrative is there was no collusion, period. That bell's not going to get unrung. There's no way to go backwards in time. The nearly 400-page report will be scrutinized as to why the special counsel did not establish a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. Here's an idea why. Because it didn't happen. But that'll be the focus. Why is there no collusion found here? Why is there no obstruction? Well, because there wasn't. The president claims complete exoneration based on Barr's announcement back on March 24th. The Mueller did not uncover a criminal Trump-Russia conspiracy or recommended obstruction of justice charges. Of course, the report could still contain fresh red meat for the Democrats, and they need all they can get because right now they're running on fumes. They don't have a credible plan. As we learned in a town hall last night with Bernie Sanders, which we'll get to here in a moment, but Fox News hosted Bernie Sanders, and you hear more of the same ideas, far-left ideas, ideas that don't sit well. Speaking of Catholics, many of these ideas, like abortion on demand, don't sit well. So what the left has to work with is the Mueller report. Democrats are deeply suspicious, they say, of Barr's redaction plans and keep demanding unedited reports to get a public hearing, but you know that's not legal. If you're mentioned in a report like this and you're not charged with a crime, the practice is not to go out and drag your name through the dirt, which is appropriate. If you're not going to be charged with a crime, why would they be allowed to go drag your name through the dirt? And the answer is they shouldn't be. What happened to Hillary Clinton at the hands of James Comey shouldn't be allowed. Well, she was reckless, but and careless or whatever he said, you know, but we're not going to charge her. So he drags her name through the mud. but we're not going to charge anything. That's wrong. And so then the question becomes, does the president's name get redacted in portions of this report? I mean, after all, he's not being charged with any crime or even recommended as such. And Bob Barr said it had nothing to do with the fact that a sitting president cannot be indicted. It has to do with the fact that there's no evidence there. The connection was never made. And so, that leaves Bob Barr with a situation that Trump's name might be redacted, other names might be redacted. You might find that much of this report has been redacted. And boy, will that leave the Democrats howling and trying to make something of it. But most people have moved on. I truly believe that most, we'll look at what happens Thursday morning. We'll see what the report has to say, and then most of the world will move on. Most already have, frankly. Most have already concluded there was no collusion, because if there was collusion, Bill Barr is not going to stand in front of the world and lie. You'd have to believe that this guy is going to walk right out and lie to everyone. And I know that's what I understand that's what the Democrats want. I understand, sir, you're a Democrat. I get it. I know that's what you want to believe. But just because you want to believe it or you do believe it doesn't make it so. And the fact of the matter is there's nothing there. In the end, Mueller filed charges against 34 people, three companies, and secured guilty pleas from Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, Michael Flynn, and Michael Cohen, among others. Roger Stone set to go on trial for allegedly lying to lawmakers and obstructing their Russia probe. We'll see how that goes. The big catch so far, though, is Greg Craig, the former Obama White House counsel, the former attorney for the counsel for the White House for Barack Obama, but not Donald Trump, for his dealings with Ukraine that he didn't disclose legally, they say. Yeah. Look for the Democrats to be full-on apoplectic come Friday. 25 after.